darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
The darkness.
We're back.
We're back again, the darkness.
Oh, is that a third voice here in the background? Who's that?
I thought that was two points. No, his plane still hasn't made it back. Okay,
so chasing ass to Puerto Rico. I know that.
is that what he went to do?
Yeah. Yeah, he heard that November Man and Dolphin Tail 2 coming out, so he took Mrs. P1 to Puerto Rico on a date for 2 weeks.
Well, that's nice. It's nice to see he's doing something good. Now, I hope he can behave himself while he's there, not putting sleeping pills in her Cuba Libres and sneaking out.
We can only hope.
I don't know about that boy.
I know he took his lady down there. They're all in Puerto Rico looking at I don't know what's going on in Puerto Rico. I think they got frogs and cars. I don't know. I'm just thinking of everything Puerto Rico of a Puerto Rican friend that I had in high school, and he loved cars. His Puerto Rican frog, and he talked about rice all the time. So
yeah, they love rice. Rice, yeah. And fried bananas.
Plankton. And then they love talking about how much they're not Mexican, too. So that's one thing.
I tell you what, man. When you meet anybody Hispanic who's not from Mexico, they are quick to let you know that, hey, just so you know, I'm not Mexican. And I'm like, hey, just so you know, I don't care.
I was going to say, I don't give a fuck.
And how would you like?
As a matter of fact, as long as you're in California or Texas, you are Mexican.
I know. And then, like, how do you like if we call you Jamaican or Caribbean? I'm like, I don't care either.
Like, you'd be wrong, but it ain't going to bother me.
Exactly.
I've been called Negro and colored, you know, so I guess it's a step up.
You got called a coon last week by Django. Remember that?
Damn. Go fuck himself.
Wait, what happened?
One of our people on the site, one of our scummy people on the site, I guess he called me a coon in one of the comments that he left last week.
And his name is Django?
Yeah, his name is Django.
Okay.
The Django silent because he's a dick. So.
Wow. Well, I guess it takes all types, man.
Yeah, and speaking of like getting people in crazy comments, everybody. So we're here in the darkness. And if you don't know that voice, you should know this by now. One of the grandfathers, the granddaddy, the original darkness.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why the darkness have sustained itself for almost over a year.
Man,
it's like a half a year. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I forgot. You and time just don't mix.
Not.
I realize that grandfather is a compliment the way you say it, but go with the godfather. How about that?
The god. That's what I meant to
say. I'll go with uncle. Uncle Martin.
That works too.
Yes,
the old grandpappy.
The godfather. Yeah,
I remember back when I was podcasting on the radio, me and Jack Benny.
Yeah, so my godfather came in here and to save the day for one more week of a weekless P1.
Mm-hmm. What y'all do last week without him?
Oh, shit.
Everything went according to plan. We had some shit to talk about. Just, you
okay.
know,
finish the show on time.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to let you know, CJ, that I was like, hey, man, I'm not busy tonight. I can help y'all out.
Yeah.
And then you didn't get back to me till the next day. So I was like, oh, well, too late.
Yeah, I know. Me and Texan did not get along like that. And I know how you enjoy it because, you know, you like to, you know, have people give you that conversation. Because if they really got something important to tell you, they'll text it to you and you can get it done. And
oh, yeah.
Quicken,
oh, yeah. It's lickety split.
Mm-hmm.
Texting, Twitter. You know, at first you're like, 140 characters. I'm like, look, anything important you got to say, you can do that in 140 characters. Everything beyond that, just you bullshitting. Just get to it.
I mean, I'm kind of anti-phone because, you know, where I work, I got to deal with, like, a lot of people getting smartphone for the first time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So my whole team is there just teaching everybody the basic, like, this is how you text. This is how you download an app. No, I don't have your Apple ID. You got to make one. No, I don't keep your Apple password. That's Apple. That's not me.
It makes me think of a line from the internship when Vince Vaughn's talking to the guy. He's like, man, teaching me computers, it's like teaching a little kid the alphabet, isn't it? He said, no, it's like teaching a little kid a letter.
But it's so great to have you, man. I kind of wish I had you on last week. Cause last week, man, it was just internet craziness for you on all sides. On your own site, the DoubleToasted.com,
uh-huh.
You had the whole the fall of an empire, the fall of the refugees.
Oh, that's right.
Crazy. Oh.
My God.
Man, that's fucking madness, dude. That's why I never posted that site or that little page ever. I stayed the fuck away from that shit, dude. I'm like, I can't handle this.
That's, you know, it's the thing is, it must be vast. Because I hear about, like, people who have that sentiment, like Cody, wait, like what you're saying, and people saying there's so much drama, I had to shut it down. I was like, wow, I completely missed all that. And every time I say that, people are like, oh, yeah, you didn't know about the trolls and people doing this. And I was like, nah, I guess I was just on one little corner talking to the same people all the time. I ain't never seen none of that. I mean, I don't doubt it, because now that people are telling me about it, but I never saw it.
See, I was like you. I didn't really doubt it, but I never really saw it until that Sunday night when one of my friends, she closed that site down.
I know.
Tried to close it down. I don't know what. I don't even know what happened. All I looked up and I just see cunt. This person's a cunt. This that. Down with Hillary Clinton, destroying everything we love.
Jesus.
I'm like, good Lord, what is going on here?
I know.
Serious business, man. Internet.
I thought it was Gamergate, you know, but it was a refuge gate.
Right. And I was just, I was kind of watching it from afar, and I was like, wow, I guess I'll come back when the dust settles. But I had to catch a couple of people. You know, when things go bad, there's always those conspiracy mm-hmm. theorists. And right when I said, like, hey, I was hoping, you know, we get everything implemented on Double Toasted, we can get some of that traffic from the Refugees of Spill and Children of Toast on our site. Well, the conspiracy theorists, they start saying, like, maybe I orchestrated that shutdown. And I was
God.
Like, wait, God damn it.
And are you serious?
Yes. And I recently learned a hard lesson where somebody was saying a bunch of stuff that I'm like, man, that guy, everything he's saying is not true. And I'm sure people would be able to see that he's lying and not have to worry about it. And I come back months later and discovered, like, everybody believed him. And I'm like, ah, oh, don't believe this. And now it's out of control. Now I'm trying to tell people, like, no, what you heard wasn't true. Now they're all like, I don't know. I'm like, oh, great. So with that, so at this time I'm like, listen, I need to try to squash this right away.
Yeah.
You were more like Obama and Benghazi. He's like, all right, people, just calm down. I don't know what's going on. Remain calm.
The man has my complete sympathy. Because no matter what he does, there's always somebody like, oh, why you have to do it that way? Man,
right.
Oh, change. What about all this change I was supposed to get? So I only been here 6 months. Psh, you told me it's going to be change. All right, I'm changing this. Universal, we're going to do health care. What? Who told you to change that? What gives you the right? We're going to sue you. Come on, Mom. This is bullshit. They say, oh, we don't want to go back into war with nobody. That's it. All right. Then we won't do anything about Russia. Oh, you're just going to do nothing, huh? You're just going to let them just walk in into the Ukraine, do whatever they want. You're just going to stand there. God.
Yeah. I know. I was just seeing all the messages like, oh, Mark, you're going to let Caitlin just go ahead and close down this site. We worked so hard.
Yeah.
All 3,000. Right. For what reason?
Like Martin, the fucking moderator of all this shit.
Right. Yeah, people come to me, asking me to fix it, and why did I do that? I'm like, I'm not a moderator at all.
Right. And then, like, so after she gave up Rain, you know, she just gave up and gave it to that other girl. You know, now it's just like, ding dong, the witch is dead. Thank, He was just celebrating. People having civil conversations again. The dust has settled for now.
For now.
Yeah, for now. I mean, it, you know, man, I've been a leader of stuff before, and I know sometimes you're just in a position where you can't win. It's a Kobayashi Maru. There is no solution that's going to make everybody happy. And you're trying to pick the one that's going to either make the most people happy or be the longest term fix, or take a short fix that'll make everybody happy and like you, but it's going to, you know, create everything in the end. He's like, I don't know. I have this information. I'm doing what I think is best. I hope people see that down the line. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Fuck it. What can I do?
Yeah.
They don't see what best is to you. Like what Batman, or not Batman, Harvey Dent said. You either live long enough to see yourself become the villain, or you die a hero.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know who wrote that in The Dark Knight, but I have watched that become true over and over and over again.
Over and over. And so when that all happened, man, I really just looked. And then by the time you were going to talk, see, first you were going to talk about something else. You were talking about Gamergate.
Yeah.
You know, and the shitstorm that that came.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, and I'm like, good Lord. And everybody just, yeah, people get so emotional, man.
Hell yeah. That's the motherfuckers, man.
You know, and then these keyboard warriors, they're going out, they're yelling at one another on the keyboard. They're not doing anything about it in the real world.
Oh, I know.
Keyboard warriors. Like
everybody want to write a PSA, you know, this is a PSA for you. This, I'm like, who gives a fuck at this point?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's a tough guy in their home on a keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
They can push all caps, say whatever they want.
Yeah, they got the anonymity, so
All
bets are off.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, there's no way you would say that to my face, and not because I would kick your ass, but just because you would look at me and realize what an idiot you are.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, and the funny thing, you know, you look at, you know, you hear kids nowadays, and you kind of have some hope that they're not going to be like their parents or their grandparents, where then they're not going to be all stubborn. They're not going to have one news source. You know, they're like, we're not going to be like them. We're not going to watch the Fox News type stuff.
Yeah.
And then you see them doing the same exact thing on the internet, the same exact thing that their own parents do. You see the cycle. You're like, all right, well.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, the thing is, the kids these days, or, you know, you kids these days, I include you guys too, is that what you don't have is, what you have that we didn't have, is that there is a constant running record of everything you do. You know, we were idiots when we were young, but, you know, that's in people's memories, and that's all there is to it, unless you got arrested. But now, all the stuff you do online, it's being tracked, saved, and when you get ready at the right time, somebody's going to be able to just reach into that pot and pull it out and go like, oh, well, look what he said back then, and check out this thing he did. This is what he stands for.
Oh, man.
Digital age, man.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. You know, mark my words on this podcast that going up to the internet, too. I know one day something's going to come back to hunt me on this.
So, oh, of course.
All right.
Absolutely.
Oh, hell yeah.
Good thing Good thing about Martin, he could be retired. You know, somebody try to pull this shit on him. Like, you know, get the hell away from him. Spray his hose on the people.
Right. I mean, the thing is, with these shows, it's all about getting on here and talking shit and entertaining your audience. And somebody later pulls it up and says, like, well, I have a recording of you saying this. I'm like, you better have the whole thing.
You better
listen to the context of it. Don't play just a snippet. But that being said, yes, I have no plans to ever run for any political office because they will destroy me.
Yeah, he'd be fucked in a second.
Yeah. What did you say about Paul Walker? How he's a no good son of a bitch.
This man who was a father trying to raise his kids, and this is your attitude about that.
A philanthropist, in me. Did you just say in this transcript that you wish he philanthropist into a wall twice?
Oh, man. Can't do nothing.
So, I mean, I guess it comes with the age and the time. Hopefully this doesn't come back. You know, because you either got to have you know, when you're young making these podcasts, you're either going to have to say something so extreme and crazy right. so people can notice you.
Uh-huh.
You know, and if you don't get noticed, you're going to, if you try to keep under the radar or just keep that fine line, then you're not going to get listened at all.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, you think about the fact that, like, the kids were doing the fire challenge just to get noticed. You know, not the ice bucket challenge, but the fire challenge. It was like, hey, do this, and then you'll get noticed on Facebook or YouTube and be viral,
man,
for, man. I don't know, a few days.
This is a sad fucking thing. We got to fucking light yourself on fire.
Yeah.
For attention.
Yeah.
Turn your ass up, Chris.
Like a Daffy Duck cartoon.
Oh, man. It's the world we live in.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, but I could only do it once.
Oh, but boy, Martin, it's so good to have you on here. I know I didn't get a chance to really talk to you when I was in.
Man,
when I was busy.
I'm so upset about that. I so wanted to just like have some me and you time.
Yeah, yeah. I try to drive you around the pond, but I know that went horribly wrong because I was gone.
Hey, Cody should have been there.
Wait, what happened?
He pulls out this golf cart. They rented this house with on this huge plot of land. This amazing house. Okay. With a golf cart. To get around, you need a golf cart.
Really? Okay.
And we get in there, and it didn't have enough juice, so he would just, like, take these little, like 3-yard little inching back and forth like Austin Powers, and then after a while, we had to just give it up.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear about this. Okay, that's awesome.
I was really digging the hole, too, because I'm looking at it. First, I had them all sit on the cart. I said, all right, let's go. Let's take off. Away. Away. All right. Maybe if everybody get off and let me try to do it, I can get it going.
Oh, wow.
And then it was just sadder. I should have just had them stay on there so they can all feel the shame at the same time with me. For me to have them get up and...
That golf cart says, shit.
they were just, you can just see Martin just staring at me. And I'm trying to, so desperately trying to hotwire like a go-kart. And I'm like, oh, please. Please, God, please be out there. Please let this cart run.
And all that in the hot-ass Texas sun. Oh, my goodness.
Hot-ass Texas sun. Mm. Oh, man. But...
Wow, okay.
But I heard y'all had some good times out there.
Yeah, well, we did. We had a good time. We had a lot of nice little parties out there. Everybody came out there. I mean, Brian jumping off the fucking waterfall like 100 times.
Oh, really?
Trying to kill himself.
Uh-huh.
That's all we needed, just to have Brian dead in the pool.
Yeah. Yeah, well, shit, CJ didn't get kicked this time, so I know he had a good time.
Yeah, and the only bad thing happened to me was I got my PSP PSP stolen.
You got what stolen?
My PSP.
PS?
My little PlayStation.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, it was at the house.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I know, right?
All those people on the one fucking roof, man. I'm telling you.
But it was on party night. It was like on that. Like,
of course it was on a party night. Yeah.
It was on a party night.
What night would it be?
Man.
So it's not like.
I hope
it was like
true. I hope that it just got moved and whoever owned that house got themselves a little extra something.
That
something,
shit didn't move, no. Right, that shit.
Come on, man. Y'all are all friends. Plus, you got. It wasn't enough you got the raw end of the deal anyway, since you was only there for like, 2 or 3 days.
Yeah,
had to sleep on an army cot in the garage.
Are you right? Seriously?
Yeah, man. It's like 10 people in a house.
Wow.
Okay, we gonna all divide it equally. Although some of us got to spend the whole 10 days here and sleep in the beautiful master suite with a jacuzzi tub.
Oh my goodness!
And Jonathan, you just got here. We got a, you know what, man? It's a corner in the garage. You just sleep right there.
Wow. Yeah, he's right. So some of the people there, it was like half of the people that were there were couples, mm-hmm. right? And one of the couples decided to split the room. Like, one couple had his own room, and the other couple had her own room. And I'm like, you know, like, if I didn't come there for just those little 3 days I was down there, I would have totally said something, but I, you know, it was just last minute on me, so right. I'm like, all right, whatever. But I'm like, this girl had her own fucking bedroom with a bathroom and a jacuzzi and everything.
Oh, for real? You
know, all to herself?
You remember that room? Yeah. Yeah. You remember that room?
Holy
yeah, that was
shit.
That room.
That was, oh, that was one person had that room?
One person
one
had
person
that
was
room.
Part of a couple had that room. By the
yes. Yes.
I'll be damned. Man, because I was telling people, but you know, your situation with that, and everybody mm-hmm. I talked to was like, shit, I'd have told them, no, I'm paying this much, and y'all yeah. make up the difference.
Exactly.
But, wow.
Yeah, but, and then, oh man, I didn't tell you guys about meeting up with one of, I met up with Corey,
mm-hmm.
and one of his friends, too, and I guess it was one of the guys that he talked about that has, like, the house, the parents had the house on
oh,
the
Oh, okay, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he got a job on a rape convention. Oh, he got a job being a rape activist or a rape...
Counselor
or okay. something like that.
All right.
And it was just like... He was just so happy about it, too, and having these rape conversations.
Wow, okay.
Talking about male privilege. And, he had to get up and go get some more beer, and I looked at Colin, what the fuck do you bring me into? And it was like all the feminists that was there. It was like
oh, God.
Every definition of a, like, of the media-type version of a feminist, they were there.
Uh-huh.
You know, like army boots and everything, shave haircuts and everything. I'm like, ooh, I can't joke about this today.
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Man, they're going to hit me harder than Ray Wright's in the elevator, man.
Oh, man, I'm so glad you mentioned that, CJ.
Oh, well, you saw that video, too, today?
That was one of the topics, man.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
What video? What is this?
Oh, have you followed the Ray Weiss incident?
Uh-uh.
No? You haven't heard about this?
No, I have not.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, shit, you ain't for a treat then, Martin.
Oh. Well, shoot, man. I guess we can shit start getting into topic. I mean,
yeah, you want to get into that right now? Yeah. I don't mean to.
Yeah, let's.
No, you want to keep tingling your adventures, man. Go ahead. No, stop me.
No, I want to know about Martin's adventure, too. Like, you know, how has he been lately? Right. You know, he had to double toast it. It's almost coming up on a year, what, in about 5-6 months?
Oh.
Maybe a little over half a year ago.
No, actually, you know, we didn't officially launch it till what 2 months
ago.
Till July.
Yeah, the official. That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah,
I mean,
I'm thinking about
Sunday. I guess Spill shut down right in the middle of December
on Christmas, right?
Was it Christmas?
It was no, it was before. It was like a week or so before.
I was gonna say, God damn, that was incredibly fucked up on Christmas. God damn.
That's one of my dream jobs to do. You know, like I want to become a CEO of my company and just. Like, get all the people I just never liked and fire them in front of their children on Christmas Day at a Christmas party.
Ruthless,
the thing
man.
Is, man, you know, like, right before Christmas is a time when most people get fired. And it's because it comes up, the fiscal year comes up about right about that time.
They want to
be able to close out their books at the end of the year showing mm-hmm. that, hey, we're not bleeding money so much. And the way to instantly do that is to get rid of employees. Plus, you skip out on bonuses. That's less money you got to spend on the Christmas party.
Yep. So, yeah, I remember that when Spill went down. And then you guys were, you know, keeping hope alive on SoundCloud.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, we were good about it. We just, like, kept it going. We just, you know, hit the ground running. Didn't let the ball drop.
Yep. And then you got Double Toasted started.
Yeah.
You have you got your co-host now, you got your Corey, Tommy McGrew,
yeah,
Mr. Robinson.
Tommy's high ass, yeah.
Yeah, and we're still looking to add some new stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still trying to get people to bug Corey so he can start putting up that old Real Deal stuff on Throwback Thursday or something for paid members.
That would be a good idea, actually.
Yeah, at least on Thursday you just throw up a throwback
uh-huh,
video
uh-huh.
only for paid members. I mean, you're doing it with your extravaganza, which
right.
I didn't even know it till like I was on the site clicking on everything I could. You know, I'm like, what the hell is this extravaganza? They did a 2.5-hour show about dear white people? What is this?
Wait, what?
No, it wasn't
yeah,
just about that.
Yeah, it was.
You know, it's funny because we had a last week where no movies came out. Except for The Identical. You're like, all right, how are we going to fill this time? You know, and rather than it being a shorter than usual show, it was a longer than usual show.
Yeah. And I guess y'all will be doing it again this week because you're unless you're going to go see this award-winning Batman 2, Dolphin 2 with Morgan Freeman.
Batman 2?
Yeah, or Batman 2.
Who the fuck you made that connection?
I'm just saying, Morgan Freeman is going to make Gatch for the Dolphin.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. What, every time Morgan Freeman's in a movie, he called it Batman?
Making Gatch for animals? Yes.
Oh, that's right. He was Lucius Fox again.
Well, yeah, he's Lucius Fox in every fucking thing nowadays. So, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. No, man, the funny thing is there are three different movies showing tomorrow night.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I know I know two of them, at least.
Well, see, there's Dolphin Tale 2. Yep. Mm-hmm. There's a movie called The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby. And another movie called The Drop. And all three of those are screening tomorrow. Now, we saw The Drop this afternoon. They had an early one.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that out of the way. And then we'll split up for the other two.
Really? So you guys are not going doing a No Good Deed? You hear about that?
No.
They've been showing commercials for like the last 2 weeks.
Is that a horror movie?
It's like some typical shitty thriller, but it's starring Idris Elba and Taraji P. Henson. You know,
oh, that one!
Yeah.
That one!
Yeah.
Oh my god, does that come out this
week? I think it comes out this week. But yeah, Friday, I believe.
Mm-hmm. No good deeds. You gotta just go send Andrew Wilson up there to
Oh my god, that'd be the greatest fucking review ever. Please let him do that.
Yeah, you're right.
What happened when there were Negroes on the forest, or and they were coming out of everywhere and each album?
we got other plans for Andrew.
Man, the dude is one of a kind, I tell you.
I knew he would go as soon as I heard his voice at the firstspiel.com.
Uh-huh. You remember that?
Oh, man. Sitting next to him. Just see him get up and go to that microphone.
Oh, you sat next to him. Goddamn. Okay, you got the full experience.
Yeah, but I mean, he was just laughing really loud. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, he's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Like, any questions from the audience? He said, well, are there going to be any more ninja movies? And I died. Everybody died.
We were just perplexed. We were like, I guess. I don't know.
The boy loves his ninja.
He's like, all right. Thank you. And he walked out. Was it something I said? Oh.
And, like, after that happened, there was, like, a whole theory, like, man, this man was just a paid actor. Maybe he's some kind of hipster guy that just snuck in here, just ask a question and walk out. Like, people really think, I don't know if you remember Moxie.
Yeah.
Moxie, she thought, she actually thinks that he's putting on an act. Like, this is a show. She still believes to this day. And I'm like,
he's the greatest actor of all time, if that's the case.
Oh, you still talk to Moxie?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, man. Well, tell her I said hi. I think about her every so often. I don't hear from her no more.
Yeah, she's working a third shift. But, yeah, I'll tell her you say hi. Yeah, but I'm glad you guys are working with Andrew. I always, like, add in the back of my mind, I'm like, he is gold. This man, he has something. You know, even when my arch nemesis, JJ, put him on, they made their own video game show, and it was called, a Cyborg Cowboys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. They were one of the best and worst videos to watch on YouTube. I subscribed to it. All three episodes.
Jesus.
Oh, man. Cyborg Cowboys.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, he got some of his old stuff on YouTube. Type Cyborg Cowboy. And he just recorded some old shows, but.
Okay.
That's glorious.
But, yeah, but I'm surprised you didn't miss out on this Icha Elba or the Driz.
Oh, God.
Oh, right.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No good deeds done unpunished or something.
Obsession 2.
Obsession 2.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Right?
You guys missed all the black horror. What about the? Do y'all see that Forrest Whitaker one?
What was that?
What was that called?
Cody? Black Nativity.
It's about a dead ghost baby coming back. Ooh, Jesus. Hunting the church.
Oh, man.
No. What's the name of that movie?
Repentance. This came out last year. With the Forrest Whitaker and fucking Anthony Mackie was in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never seen the movie. I was looking at the talent involved. I'm just looking at the Rotten Tomatoes and the IMDb score. I'm like, what the fuck?
They were just trying to do their own black horror out there.
Yeah, it looked pretty horrid.
So, but good deeds, I don't even know, man. This Negro, he need to go back to Pacific Rim. You know, he need to come back alive or something.
Yeah, resurrect his ass.
Keep him out of this shit.
Holy shit. You guys, I just watched that Ray Rice video.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Man, see
Black
there,
man,
you,
and we don't mix.
So are you ready to get into this right now, then? Since you
all right, yeah, well, let's get into the topic, Cody.
Yeah, man, that's what I was going to bring up. Yeah, Ray Rice, yeah, he was actually charged on this back in February. And I know you haven't heard about Martin, but CJ, you've heard about this before, right?
I just heard about it today, this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so what the deal was, so this story came out back in February where he allegedly hit his wife inside the elevator.
Uh-huh.
But, and they had video, but the video, this video you're seeing today, this video just came out today. We never seen this video. There was only one video in the past which just had him dragging his wife now out of the elevator on the ground.
Oh, and he said, like, oh, man, she fainted, and I was trying to help her out.
But no, he owned up to it.
Okay.
No, he went up to it. All the reports.
You sure? Because if I was that, I would have said, like, yeah, she a white girl wasted. Don't worry about her.
All his press conferences, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm regretful. Shit, oh, that's not me. Whatever. I have a daughter now, and I can imagine her going through this shit. All that bullshit, you know, trying to, you know, fess up, look nice, whatever.
Yeah.
But the NFL, what they did when they initially saw that video, they only gave him a two-game ban.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so this particular video that came out today, okay, this morning, they saw this and they were like, you know what, fuck that shit. The fucking team cut his ass and the commissioner banned him indefinitely.
I know, that's what I see.
Yeah, so my thing is, like, you guys knew this happened. This was reported. He even admitted to hitting her. Like, you didn't see it in the original video, but we knew this happened. So I'm like, why now you guys, now it's bad. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? It was bad the entire time, so.
Yeah. I guess there's something about, you know, you hear it. Like, what was his wife saying at the time?
She said she was feeling bad because originally she said, oh, yeah, I played a part in it, too. But if you look at the video.
Wow.
Yeah, she's just yelling at him, basically.
Well, if the other video I saw, like, it looked like she kind of slapped him a little bit.
A little.
Yeah.
But they,
you know, but still, this man works out. I think whenever you start working out, you need to know how to, like, put restraints on you. You know, you need
he is a running back in the NFL, yeah. So I know that shit packs some power.
I guess he saw that video with Jay-Z, and he's like, I ain't going to be no bitch like that. I'll be damned. That ain't going to be me.
That's what the Twitter spirit is saying. Like, yeah, just stay off the elevator. Just take the stairs.
No, right? Even Chris Brown saw it, and he like, at least I slapped her. I didn't do all that. I can't even throw a punch like that.
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, gosh.
You know what?
If it got reported and he admitted it and the wife was like, look, we're still together. It's not that bad.
Yeah, because she went through with the marriage.
Like, right, right.
Well,
then you would be like, I don't know. Domestic violence is tricky, getting between a man and a woman. I don't like it, but you see this video, you can't help but have a visceral response. And now that it's out there for everybody to see?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-uh.
And that's the thing. That's why I feel like they, you know, they asked them. Because, like you said, one thing to talk about it. But when you can see video and you're the NFL and you don't want to, you want to protect, you'd rather protect your image than you're
exactly.
not protect this one guy. You can, he's replaceable.
Yeah. Because the NFL, you know, these days they're starting to get criticized for that. It's like, man, y'all let, you know, rapists and murderers and wife beaters just play and be these kids' heroes.
Yeah.
And that's not cool.
Yeah, man, that's my thing. Yeah, that's my thing, dude, because they have substance abuse policies all the time, and they get like 5-6 game bans or like half a season. This shit went down originally. You know? Oh, 2 games, is it? I was like, what? And
the way he hit her, it was like, if you guys remember Malcolm in the Middle, at the end of the theme song, when the boxer punched the referee and his life is unfair. Because she just went down. And then, I mean, the man should at least just try to pick her up and put her on his shoulder.
He dragged her ass out, dude.
He dragged, like he looked like Dexter trying to drag a body to a crime scene.
Yeah, rag duck.
Girl, get up. There's people who need this elevator.
Get these shoes I paid for. It almost looked like he was going to drag her by the foot like a caveman. Like, all right, come on, let's go back
Here you go play acting again. Always got to be the drama queen, don't you? Come on.
Jeez. Man, look at that. You're not even saying nothing.
I barely tapped you. Get up.
You always give me that silent treatment when you knocked out unconscious.
I played a part too. I said something to him.
Yeah. You know, and some people I've read, you know, certain people saying like, well, you know, she probably got married to him because she, you know, was nervous. Like you said, domestic violence. You know, she Stockholm syndrome type stuff, or you know, where she had to go. So who knows? I don't even know. But the NFL, yeah, they got to protect themselves.
Yeah, because you know what? I don't know how good he is or not good, but there's a lot of kids out there who want to play professional football.
Oh, yeah.
And they're already trying to, they're probably already beating people anyway, so they don't need any more evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, what is up with these buff guys, too, beating up on these women, you know? Like, I guess a porn star, she would date some kind of crazy asshole.
The MMA guy, I'm calling Warp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you play a professional sport and you about to date a professional sport player, you better carry a butcher knife or something on you. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you date a guy who, his part of his job requirement is taking steroids. You got to know that there is that chance.
Yeah. Yeah, he getting the maximum fucking sentence. He getting like 25 to life. So,
well, good. That dude, he was crazy anyway. He had some crazy tweets.
Fuck yeah.
You know, but Ray, I didn't feel too bad for him now because he won a Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So he got some money put away. He better just leave, go to Brazil or Pakistan, where you can just beat women freely.
Right.
Just enjoy his life there.
Yeah. He can get out before he gets a concussion.
Yeah.
I want to see how many nerdy, like Frank Miller, like how many times he beat his wife, like these people who write or who are writers and stuff, like how many times do they get caught in the elevator beating up on somebody? You know.
Hey, you must never see Frank Miller. He ain't beat nobody.
Exactly.
He look like he's like a grasshopper with a beard and a hat.
Man, he is looking terrible nowadays. Oh my goodness.
He is.
Ugh.
Too bad he can't get any money either for that movie. That movie with number 12 now.
Can't get a shit.
Yeah. Yeah, he just burned away all his cachet. I don't know.
I'm sorry about you, Ray. You shouldn't got caught on camera. You know, should have did a Jay-Z. Just got your ass whooped.
You know, everybody talking about Jay-Z being a smart businessman, and you got it, because he just stood there.
He did.
Yeah.
He's like, uh-uh, there's elevators in this. I mean, there's cameras in these elevators. I ain't stupid.
He know he can hire a bodyguard, too, and just, you know, just hold her back. I mean, even though the bodyguard was like,
man, that's
texting.
That's the worst bodyguard in the world.
Dude, didn't do a goddamn thing.
Hey, man. I don't know if you realize this. It was in your contract, but you're supposed to protect me.
He could have did anything. He could have body slammed her, fell on her.
I don't give a damn who it is. You might try to hurt me. You're supposed to get in the way. let the next guy I hired know that, because you are definitely fired.
Yeah. Oh, poor man. Beyonce too. She's just sitting over there in that corner, writing her lyrics.
I know.
Writing the lyrics.
My sister beating up my man in the corner. What the hell to do?
That's the thing. Just watching her body language. You like, how many times has this happened? To the point that she's just bored with it. She's like, oh well.
I think Solange beat up Beyonce too one day too.
Maybe.
That's why they had the bodyguard. You know? They had a famous party, so you know, like, who really up there? They don't know with that party,
right?
That bodyguard is for somebody else to keep her in check. You know, Beyonce like, oh, Z, you know, you got to bring my sister along. Like, ah, come on, B, you know she's a loose cannon.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I wonder what it's going to do with all these other players that are beating their wives.
They're not going to get in the elevator.
Yeah, right.
They're not going to get caught.
Every time you see an NFL player walk in the elevator with his wife, you're going to see him stand on the banister and spray the camera and pray that she comes out alive.
And I guess any time the wife wants to nag, she just wait till they get in the elevator and say something.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. It's just playing on a loop. Just watch it over and over.
Oh yeah, they got that GIF right there. I don't know if you've seen it, CJ, but if you go to the KMT website, they have that GIF just playing over.
Yeah. My thing is like the way she is laid out in the front of the elevator with legs sprawled and everything, and he trying to pick up her shoes and drag out of the way of the elevator.
Yeah.
You know, he really was drunk. He must have been really messed up too, because he didn't know what to do. He's just like, I don't know. Let me just drag her.
This far.
He went back to our, like, the most human, the most primal way of, like, treating a woman. Just hit her and then drag her back. Wow. Oh, man, but anything else? What else you got?
All right, let me send a link to you guys. I have another story coming from the, where is this? The Huffington Post. Yes. Yeah, I didn't get that link correct. Yes, yes, I hope that.
Yeah, I see it. Right, I see it on Skype. Yep.
So, yeah. Dude named Paul Hunter was suspected of shooting at a couple who interrupted oral sex.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this happened in Florida, actually. Let me look this up.
Really? I'm shocked.
A drunk man in a tuxedo?
In his tuxedo, yes. Oh, man, I think I read something that's happened. Okay, I'm not too sure on that. No, let me not talk shit, because I don't know for sure. But anyway, the story goes on to say...
What Florida going to do, deny it?
You know? Yeah, seriously. Seattle man is facing felony assault charges after allegedly shooting at two people who interrupted an oral sex session taking place on the street. Police said the incident... place around 2 a.m. on August 26th when an unnamed man and woman were walking down a downtown street arguing with each other. At the same time, a man later identified as Paul Hunter was receiving oral sex from an unidentified woman. The woman performing the alleged sex act on the suspect was apparently spooked by the quarreling couple and fled the scene before the suspect had climaxed. The tuxedo-clad suspect was allegedly angry by the course of events and pulled out a 9mm Kel-Tec pistol.
Was it James Bond? Was it like the new 007 film?
Oh, no, this is not James Bond. If this is the motherfucker at the bottom of the page, if that's his photo, then hell no.
He said, I want my penis sucking, not stirred. Good Lord.
Hunter went on to shout, "You're a dead motherfucker. You're dead." He allegedly fired one bullet. According to police report, the victims cowered behind a parked car until he left the scene. A witness to the shooting corroborated that the victim's claims. He told police that before the shooting, Hunter had given the woman money for oral sex and was angry. Not getting
angry. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Hunter was picked up a short time after officers received that 911 call about the shooting. He was highly intoxicated, yeah, no surprise there, according to the police report, but declined to give a statement. A shell casing was found at the scene that matched the gun used by Hunter. He was charged with second-degree assault, and he remains in King County Jail on a $100,000 bond.
Mm. Wow. But really, I don't blame the guy because, you know, if you paying somebody, you get charged by the minute. So every second count.
Yeah. I don't know what to add to that.
Don't disturb a man getting a blowjob in the park at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Biggest fist of all time, apparently.
That's the rule I try to live by.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, but...
I see where the guy's coming from, but to go to those extremes...
It's a bit extreme. There could have been other ways to handle that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what else the way to handle it. Just don't shoot.
Maybe shoot in the air or at the ground.
Yeah.
Maybe just point your gun back at the prostitute. Just say, just get back to work.
Right. Ignore them.
Yeah. I don't know why he was drunk already. I'm like, what the fuck? How's that bothering you so much? Like, you're already doing your thing, man. Just continue with that shit.
Right. Right.
It must have been like not that great if it was enough to, you know, take his mind off of it.
Uh huh.
You know? So I'm like,
Well, I have a little some tech news.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, real right now, tomorrow the 9th, every young white girl out there is foaming at the mouth because you know what's being released tomorrow? The new Apple phone.
Is it being released tomorrow? Or is it just being announced?
It's being announced, but it's coming out this month.
All right, now you also said foaming white girl, CJ. So are you going to this announcement by any chance?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, just checking.
You know, I gotta have my camouflage in.
Camouflage.
They give me shit because I go to Doctor Who events with this one girl all the time. Like, she asked me to go to Doctor Who events, and
don't give a quarter of a fuck about Doctor Who.
I don't give a shit in hell.
Yeah.
So I will be there tomorrow in line with my pumpkin spice coffee.
CJ, don't you work for Samsung?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I work for a phone company.
Okay. All right.
One of the biggest ones. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Work out. Yeah.
All right, but all right. You gotta have an iPhone.
I got all three. You gotta get all the people tomorrow. I gotta get all the people calling. Asking, do we have the phone? Uh-huh. They're going to try to break into the store thinking that we have the phone. Like, no, we don't have the phone. Like, what is this, China? You know, like, no, goddammit. Just wait.
So what's this new latest edition supposed to do?
Well, this latest edition is what they did was they took a Samsung and then they just put iPhone all over it.
That's what I thought. Because every time they make an announcement like, oh, the next iPhone can do this. I'm like, yeah, my Samsung phone's been doing that.
Right.
I got it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it does. It's exactly like the S5. You're going to have the NFC. You got to do everything that a Samsung already does. There's nothing new to it.
Yeah, bigger screen, all that good shit.
Unless you're going to have like a hologram being projected when you FaceTime. That's nothing new. They can do the thing. It's a phone. It's a phone.
Hey, really? what is that thing that they've been doing the commercials on where they make fun of Siri? Where Siri kids keep saying, like, I can't do that.
That's the OK Google Now feature.
No. It's something else. It's been commercials on TV for it.
Because
I thought I had Google Now. Maybe I have an S3. I don't know.
Yeah, you got an S4. The only thing I know, I've seen a commercial with the lazy phone. Yeah, it had like a fat guy and it rings. They can talk to it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the Motorola. They have this thing called OK Google Now.
Okay.
And when you say that, your phone activates without you touching.
The Motorola phones have it. Okay.
Right. Now the Samsungs have it too, but it only comes up when you pull up the Google Chrome.
Right.
And once you pull up the Google Chrome, you can say, "OK Google, who's the president of Russia?" And it'll say Putin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of stuff. So, they all copying off each other at this point.
Yeah.
You know, like, all of them, they do almost the exact same thing,
yeah,
except give or take.
They need to go ahead and get it where it's just one universal phone that does everything, and everybody's on.
No.
No.
They want money.
I know.
They love to have fanboys. Like how the PlayStation, PC, Xbox have fanboys.
Oh,
the phones, they got their own little fanboys. They like people hating. They like people talking about how much they hate one over the other.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You know, it sells, man. It sells. And I even use that to my own advantage when I'm selling the phones.
Of course.
You know, like, oh, yeah, man, fuck that phone. Yeah, don't even get this. Yeah, man, this phone is so much better. Yeah, buy this $200 case that we put on it.
Awesome.
Oh, what, you want to get it on Amazon? All right, we sold out of the phone. Get the hell out of here. I'm trying to make a living here. Oh, but Martin,
yes.
What games are you playing now? Talking about technology.
Oh man, Solitaire. I mean, I'm really not. You know, I stalled out on Arkham Origins, and then I was like, all right, look, I'm clearly not going to finish this. Let me go ahead and play that Walking Dead game everybody told me about that I bought nearly a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then. I had it on my laptop, but it wasn't acting right. And then I got it, just put it on my desktop and start playing it. And I was like, I'm not really liking this so much.
Are you playing the one with the black man?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Okay.
Yeah, the whole, like, what do you want to do? Do this or do that? I'm like, man, I honestly, I've never liked those games like the, what do you call them, the turn-based RPG games where...
Yeah, the pick-your-own story.
Yeah, like to click through the dialogue. I'm like, just say it. Just talk about it.
Fair enough.
You see what I mean, Cody? This is why I watch it on YouTube. I just watch somebody else play, because it doesn't fucking matter.
Well,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
In the case of, the first season of The Walking Dead, I'll give you that one.
Nope. All four of them doesn't. The only one that matters is the last one that just came out. It was season 5. Season 5 actually has 3 different endings. 3 truly different endings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, the other ones, you can just watch it straight through. It doesn't give a shit. You know, it doesn't matter. You can tell somebody to go fuck themselves, and then, you know, they're still going to be there.
Yeah. People are supposed to die, will die anyway. Yeah. I get the complaints. I mean, I still have fun with the game, but.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love the game. That's why, if I were you, Martin, I would just go on YouTube and watch the video. You just watch somebody. It takes about an hour. Just watch somebody play it straight through.
Okay.
You know, watch it like a little animated series. Yeah. That's how I treat it. Just, you know, Wayne give me, she's like, well, oh, Mike, you got to make sure that you get immersed into the game. And I'm not picking and choosing. Why do I got to pick and choose this story?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
I tapped X.
I feel like it's already written in the idea of it saying, like, hey, what do you want to do? I'm like, this is condescending because you know what you already got set up for me to do. Let's just do this. Let's not kid each other here.
The only time it really matters, Martin, is the one that just came out. So if you go on YouTube and, I mean, if you watch them all the way to this one, that's the only time that matters. I mean, because the replay values are very low, unless you want to go back and see how your character could have died in each scene and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
Now, did you beat Bioshock 2?
I beat 1 and 3 and 2. Two, I was just like, two is just a copy of 1.
Nobody give a fuck about 2, yeah.
I'm going to say Infinite.
Yes, I did.
That was probably the best ending on a game I've ever experienced.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you like the whole, now, I think they got a little sloppy with the parallels, because you get toward the one part of the end where you see what happened if all the black people took over, and it was just nothing but, like, everything on fire, people dying. It's like, you either pick the world where the races have it nice and clean.
You know what? I never even fucking realized that.
I didn't either. Maybe they followed that after South Africa.
Okay, well, I was looking too deep into it. Because I'm like, well, I might as well stay with the Ku Klux Klan, because they got candy machines. They having fun. I mean, they beating a few black people and a few Irishmen.
They having fun at your expense.
Yeah, at my expense. When you go to the other world, it's like Mad Max, you know. You got your Tina Turner running around trying to kill little kids, little white kids. I don't know. If anything, that game made people want to be more racist. Like, look, that's why we can't give them nothing. Yeah, I guess. No, but I thought it was a really good game, especially that the way it ended.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I thought that was great. And I felt like I got a sequel when I saw Snowpiercer. I was like, man, I feel like I'm watching Bioshock 4 right here.
Yeah, CJ hated that film.
Oh, we're doing a Cody this time for the We ain't going to talk about all the Iron Man 3 you hate, all right?
Yeah, we talked to death about that, so we ain't going to talk about
that. That would live in history. No, but Snowpiercer, I enjoyed it for what it was on, you know, just watching it on the computer or whatnot. If I would have went to the theater, I think I would have been a little more jaded towards it.
I don't know, man. I saw it at the theater.
Yeah.
I went in the middle of the day and I went to, like, the most expensive theater in town, and I loved it. Loved it.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was great as well. So
I hope y'all both enjoy y'all cockroach sandwich bars.
Cockroach jello.
The cockroach jello bars. What I didn't understand, well, this is spoilers if nobody seen what you call it, Snowpiercer. But at the end, you know, when the train crash and everything like that, and then they get outside, you know, like, how come they were able to survive that area?
Oh,
you know, yeah.
But they were saying, like the one guy was saying, like, and he was like, I think things are starting to warm up.
Okay.
Like whatever it was that was blocking out the sun, you know, keeping it so cold, because that was the idea, is like, hey, look, there's a polar bear around. Clearly, there's, you know, life is sustainable again, at least right here. I mean, the only thing for me was, like, they're all happy because it's like, hey, look, a polar bear is alive. That means we can live. I'm like, yeah, no. But that's the largest land predator. you know, if all that's alive is that polar bear, y'all better get back on the train.
Right. You know that motherfucker's hungry, so.
Yeah, exactly. He's a lot happier to see you than you are to see him.
Now, I really did enjoy that whole reveal towards the end, too, when you're looking around, like, oh, my God, where are the kids?
Yeah.
I thought they were eating the kids at the end, or he was had them chained up as some kind of sex slaves or something. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, Lord, what's going on? But now you're like, oh, okay, they're cogs in the train, so it's all good.
Yeah.
That's a lot better than being eaten. I did really enjoy Viola. You know, the only bad thing, when I heard people talked about the movie, I think other than you you and Corey, nobody really talked about what's her name
Octavia Spencer.
Yeah, Octavia Spencer. Like, nobody really, yeah. I think people mentioned her in passing, but she was really good in that film.
Oh, yeah.
She was good.
Especially with the scene when she was there with the eggs.
Yeah.
They cracked the egg on a little girl head. You know, she had a lot of range. You know, she wanted a mother fighting for her son. I mean, how many times do you really see, like, a mother or just a, you know, woman, like a big woman, too, going with the main character and fighting with them side by side?
Almost never.
Almost, yeah.
Or maybe never.
Man, look at that. CJ growing up, giving props to a strong woman for once.
What are you saying? Look, that was a strong, big black woman. I grew up with nothing but strong, big black women, so when I see that, I'm like,
I wouldn't know that, man. From the movies you like?
Uh-oh.
Look, when it comes to strong black women, that's great. But when I can see, like, small white women on stage, then that's different.
Cool, finna act like fucking buffoons. Okay, I get it.
You talking about Sucker Punch.
I ain't the only one, fucking 300.
300? I like Rise of 300. I don't know.
For real? City, right?
Yeah, I know, right? I don't know where we go. I think because I was in Australia. I saw it in Australia with Wayne. We were drinking a lot, too, so we saw it. So it was like, it was almost like a gay date that we was on, just enjoying.
You mean like a gay date?
Like one. Like, I think that's the very definition of it.
He didn't buy my meal, so that was no date at all. So it was like a gay a date.
Yeah, y'all still fucked afterwards.
Hey, whatever happened down under, stay down under.
Hey, it went down, down under. Under, right?
Oh, man, we ain't going to edit this out.
Only if he's ashamed of it. If nothing happens, he'll leave it in.
Oh, this whole Mexican standoff you got right now going. I can see him right now just thinking about it. Oh, it might. If I don't do it, it's true. If I do it, it's true. Either way, it's true, Mike. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Just never had him play with my diddly dude.
How many days were you in Australia?
I was there about a week and a half.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was just amazing, man. Just flying to Australia, just having flying over over the ocean for at least 15 hours of pure ocean.
Wow.
You know, you look down and then at night when you can't see anything but darkness. You know, just nothing but darkness for 5 hours, and then you see the it's ocean.
Yeah.
So it's really messed up. And then as soon as you land there, you're seeing everybody saying, "Oh, I'm glad you guys are all right." And you're like, "Why?" Because then the Malaysia plane
got
the exact same time that I landed. As soon as they took off and I land, and that plane was missing for the time being.
Yeah.
So, Australia was great, man. It was great. Love you, Wayne. I'll be back down there for that. We can watch we can rise it again with 300. So,
be a lot of rising down there.
Don't make it too easy for us.
Oh. Oh, CJ, I got that's it. CJ's forte right there, making it too easy. That's his MO.
Oh, man. So we got any more news story there, Cody?
Oh, yeah, man. I was going to finish it off with this little video right here. Show to you gents. CJ, you want to load it for us? Martin, free to watch it as well, if you want, sir.
Let's see if I can.
Yeah.
Because that link you sent me, I couldn't get it to open.
You get the send a YouTube link, so I don't know if that works.
All right. Okay, let me pull it up. It's great. I hope this is more click, but not as depressing as those other people.
I don't know, man. It go either way. It depends.
Yeah, he showed me a video last week, and now I remember on your guys' show. You guys actually had a video about a young gay man coming out, and he got jacked up by his grandma.
Yeah.
And his father. And at the same time, we were playing a video because we recorded the same night, and you were playing a video about this girl telling her grandma how she was gay. And I swear to God, she was just taking advantage of this poor old lady, not knowing what the hell going on.
Aw.
You're like, I'm licking penis? I mean, you licking vagina? What is that?
Yeah.
I don't know that. So, okay, I got the video ready.
Okay.
Go ahead and play it.
Calm down and relax. Calm down. Shut the water off.
They're trying to get OJ. Yeah,
mind you, this is a couple.
Is he a rascal? Oh my God. Is this outside of Walmart?
I don't know where the fuck this is at.
She backed over his rascal. Yeah, this is definitely America.
Knocked his ass up.
Yeah, this is video. Some fat guy is in a rascal. And he parked behind this lady in a white car.
Uh-huh.
And she throws him. He's in boxer shorts too, and she tosses him out of his rascal and then runs over it. What is? It was a neighbor.
Yeah. Okay. The neighbors were filming that shit, so I don't know what inspired this event or what transpired. Or I don't know what the fuck happened. Jesus is cloudy on that, but damn.
Goddamn. Okay, well, America. Fuck yeah. Oh, also, that's what I wanted to know from Martin as well. What are the new comedies that you're watching? I know the shows haven't came back on because it's not fall yet.
Right.
Are you watching any new comedies?
Well, I'm watching Married and You're the Worst. And I like those okay, but it is one of those things where there's nothing else going on. You know, I'm now that it's off, I'm just now discovering How I Met Your Mother. Didn't realize that show was so funny because it's a CBS show, which I normally just go like, oh, you on CBS? Good, then I don't have to worry about watching you.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid I would have to give that show one of those, the Friends treatment. Like, I'm not watching this Friends. It's just a copy off of Living Single. So, you know. But How I Met Your Mother, I hear that's really, really funny.
Yeah, it reminds me of, it's kind of like, it's like Seinfeld and Friends and Scrubs all together, mixed together.
But it doesn't suck like Friends. Okay.
Right. I do like it better.
I never liked Friends too. I used to love watching Living Single growing up. And then Friends came on. People talk about Living Friends instead of Living Single. I'm like, come on, Living Single is so much fun. It was so funny. But.
Yeah, I got to meet them at Comic Con a few years ago. A couple of
years. I remember you seen the picture, and they were actually married.
No, you know what? I was wrong about that because she said made me think that they were, and then later. She told me to come by her booth, and I did. She's like, oh, here's my husband. And her husband's a comic book artist. He's a white guy.
Oh, right on.
Oh, it makes sense now because she got dreads. That makes too much sense. Okay, because I'm thinking her and Kratos, you know, dating.
They were just so hugged up, buddy-buddy. And this, I guess something in the language, something she said made me think that they were. But then later, found out that they weren't. But man, she was so sweet.
Yeah, those old shows and having those people that. I'm glad you met them. I'm glad that we can clear this up because I've told multiple people now here and there. I'm like, yeah, they married.
I know.
Regina married Kratos. You know, they had the baby and everything.
I know. I know.
God of War 5 coming out next year. Check out Martin Thomas Page. He can tell you all.
Yeah, I was kind of wrong about that. I was like, oh, oops.
Oops. Nobody can call you out on
it now.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to run into them.
I know. This guy said.
He said, what? Who is this? Why would he? Do you ever get a chance to meet Aisha Tyler when you went to Comic-Con?
No. I did not.
You know, I didn't get a chance to really hear any famous people that you met up with when you went to Comic-Con this year.
Honestly, man, like my time at Comic-Con this year was my time at California was fun. My time at Comic-Con was boring.
That's
the first year I went where I was bored. And as far as famous people, that's the thing. Like usually like, you know, I could always count on seeing lots of great costumes like taking pictures of and having brushes with famous people. This year, none of that. The costumes are just kind of boring, the same ones over and over, nothing really inspired. And then didn't run into anybody, any celebrities. Barely saw any.
Huh.
Do you think it'll be an influx now because of Guardians and what's coming out 2015?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, honestly, where Comic-Con is going to be, who knows? Because, you know, they were getting so big, they wanted to move away from San Diego.
Right.
In San Diego, and they were about to, and then San Diego put up a bid to lock them in. And now I just heard a thing the other day saying, like, I don't know, they might end up leaving San Diego. And then now I'm hearing that they don't offer the 4-day tickets anymore, so everybody has to buy, you know, a ticket for each day, which makes it more expensive. it's, you know, it's already hard enough to find a place to stay. You know, things sell out so quickly. I don't know. It's just kind of turned into a mess. But, yeah, the way I felt about it this year, I was like, man, I'd love to go back when Comic-Con happens next year. But whether I get a ticket for the show or not, I couldn't care less. I just want to go to see people.
Yeah, yeah. You even went out and hung out with Cody and P1.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to. Yeah.
I'll try.
I tried to. Just making the rounds, Venice Beach, and I went and hung out with my friend. I forgot what part she lived in. She told, I don't know. I was hanging out with her, getting a drink, and I was like, well, P1 wants me to come by. You know what? My brain said, look, don't try to extend yourself too much. Mm-hmm. You know, you're already hanging out with somebody, having fun, just do that. But he texted me and said, yeah, I sent my girl to the meat market so she could make dinner for you.
Shit.
Like, oh, shit. All right. All right.
You know, I didn't know that.
There was a lot of cats and dogs missing that night.
I drive out there. She was like, oh, no, that should be fine. It's only like an hour away or so. Yeah, and it is when there's no traffic. Now, yeah. Cody, how often is there no traffic
in
Southern California?
Never.
Exactly. So we started out all full of energy and all happy, like going to have a good time, and then hit that point and the 405 was shut down.
Yep.
And just looking at what it took to get there. And, after 2 hours, we were both tired. I had to just call it. I was like, just text him. It's like, man, I'm not going to make it. I tried. I was like, look, I put in enough effort to where I don't feel guilty about it.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I was like, how am I going to get home?
Well, it's okay. A dad, you usually disappoint their son every once in a while. So it's how it's.
You know, and even with her, she was like, well, you can sleep on my couch, because it's, and I was like, yeah, cause I'm looking at a long drive back, and it took an hour to get back to her place. I was like,
damn,
man, how do y'all do this? Because I had in my head, I'm like, look, okay, I'm not in Austin, I'm in Southern California, I know, everything's more expensive, not that many places to park, you got to drive a long way to get places, it's okay, I'm going to be a native, I'm going to do it, I can't do it,
I can't do it.
I tried. I give y'all a big salute. But driving back to San Diego at 6 a.m., it was a beautiful drive, I got to say. Like, driving through those valleys and everything, I was like, you know what? This makes it worth it. Almost. Hey, fellas, I am going to have to go.
Here we go.
I'm out of town, plus I didn't bring my cords, so my laptop is just giving me the high sign.
Well, that is fine. Well, we thank you, Martin, for coming on this show with
thank
us.
You, Martin.
We really appreciate it.
Oh yeah,
we definitely got to have you back when P1 is here, mm-hmm. so we can complete this dark hole.
Oh yeah, of course. I'm hoping he had a good time. Well, if he doesn't make it back, I guess somebody gonna have to fill his spot permanently.
Maybe.
There you go.
Maybe.
May have
caught in the move. Movie spoilers owned by Martin. Martin Thomas.
God forbid something should happen to the young man, but, you know.
Shit happens, man.
Exactly.
I wish you the best, P1. I care about you so much.
I love you, P1. Love you, man. Love you.
Well, all right, then. Martin, well, hey, just thanks again for coming on. You know, you're the godfather who got all this started, so thank you.
Oh, you betcha, guys.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Always a pleasure, Martin.
Had fun. Yeah.
And you guys can always hear Martin on the doublestoasted.com. Of course, you already know that. Mm-hmm. You can also find him on the
original gentleman over at oneofus.net.
Yep. With Chris Cox. And are you still doing the other show with the TV dude sometimes? Are you popping up there sometimes?
I mean, it's not a regular thing, but you know, whenever they need me, when the call goes out, I will answer.
So yeah, if y'all can't find Martin, then y'all have problems.
You're not looking hard enough.
Exactly.
You're really not. Yeah. All right. Well, go ahead and take care, sir. We can finish up this show.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah. You too, sir.
All right.
Take care. Bye. There he goes.
All righty then. Well, I guess it's question time then.
I guess it's question time.
Man, let's hop right into this then.
Oh, I know you can't wait to read the e-question. Oh. I kind of took a glimpse. Oh, I glimpse did you? I kind of took a glimpse. I'm like, first I'm like, what the hell? You know, I just wanted to see how well we were doing, you know, since P1 wasn't here. And I guess I answered my own question this week. I'm like, oh, fuck.
No, we're doing all right. I think we're doing all right. Well, except for, like, one person, maybe. But anyway, let's hop into these questions.
Somebody really doing all right, I tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess somebody, you know, after you read this question, then you really think that somebody going to sabotage P1 plane. And it's not going to be me this time, brothers.
Won't be CJ this time, but first question comes from Melinda.
Linda.
She goes on to say, you guys were great, but just wasn't a darkness without P1. You know, they said the same exact shit the first time we did that.
Yeah.
September 11th is a little too long. Can you call him to answer this question, or will he be too busy? Shame we're recording this right now.
We're not going to disturb his vacation, woman.
I don't know what the hell he's doing right now. He's doing Marriott of things I don't want to know about, so... Ain't gonna disturb his ass, but my question is, when will you visit New York again? And will you be doing any more events? Me and my friends are new listeners and love what you do. Highly enthusiastic on meeting you. P.S. My friend thinks you have a hot voice, Cody. Ooh la la. Why, thank you, Melinda and friend. I can't speak for P1. CJ, you heading to New York anytime soon?
She don't want nothing to do with me. She obviously talking to you two. I think she went on the wrong show. and put something down.
Because I don't know where I'm heading to New York. Maybe next year. I know TPL, he's not doing that Spider-Man shit anymore, but I don't know.
Right.
His job will call for it, maybe. So I don't know. So when he comes back on, I'll ask him.
You should definitely go to New York now, Cody. Yeah, just to go out there and visit.
Yeah, I was just out there back in April, so...
Well, there you go. Yeah, I mean, well, who knows? Maybe her friend can actually catch you in New York.
There you go.
I just put a job application for a job in Australia, in Alaska.
Really?
Yeah. So
wow. Okay.
I'll be waiting to hear back from that.
Okay. Right on. Right on.
I don't know what I'm gonna do in Alaska, but you know they pay you to live there.
They pay you to live there.
Yeah, the government pays people to live in Alaska because people go crazy because of the you can have sunlight for like 24 hours, you know, and daylight for 24 hours too. So it kind of works on your mind, but they need people to live out there and occupy the space out there.
Wow, okay. Yeah, because one of my aunts was about to get a job out there, so I didn't know that's how it went down, though. They actually pay you to go out there?
Yeah. My brother got student loans. I'm gonna, I go out there. They pay me.
Wow. Okay.
Come back with some Eskimo babies.
Yeah, I know your ass.
I said, I got too many kids trying to feed the polar bears now.
Shit, you're gonna be a hot commodity out there. You're gonna be like, oh shit, black man out here. And he's bald. Oh wow.
Shoot, I'm going to be leaving. Then I'll get up and leave, and it'll look like the end of Snowpiercer. Some Asian-looking girl with a black baby walking around and a snow bear, a polar bear looking at her. Hey, baby, I got you a trip. He get on this train. Everything will be just old tight.
Oh, man, that would be great. I want to see that, actually. Make that happen, CJ. Please, I hope that happens for you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm different. I applied yesterday, so I got to apply again for two more positions.
There's even more diversity up there in Alaska. So
I'm pretty sure.
I think that worked out perfectly. But next question comes from Wayne, or comment rather.
Wayne.
Yes. Darkness Brothers, I have seen the light. No, Turtles is still a piece of fucking garbage, but finally, I can say this after seeing that new music video. Music video titled Booty, which I have not seen yet, with Jennifer Lopez. I will admit, fucking hell, that girl has an ass on her. Oh, no, now you just noticed that. She might be a total bitch, but yes, she is one little hot señorita. Nevertheless, a bitch, but a bitch at that. I still don't know where all this hate comes from for Jennifer Lopez being a bitch, man. I don't follow her social life, so maybe I can't really comment on that. But apparently, Wayne does. So
I've never called her a bitch or nothing.
Right.
I just, you know, I just
right.
it's just like, it's just something about, when I see her face, it just, it reminds me of like one of these trailer trash type women.
Really? Wow. Really?
I don't know.
Trailer trash? Okay.
I don't know. It's just one lady. She reminded me of this lady when I was in some deep part of Ohio. And she was just, she was pretty much like white trash where she was talking about psychics and stuff. And she was a Republican and all this other bullshit. You know, she was kind of cute, but I was just like, I don't want to mess with you too much. Now, the music video I did see, I saw that Nicki Minaj one where she's doing that Spider-Man, Spider-Woman pose. You know, good. I always did like Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah.
Even when she was dressed up in those anime characters, mm-hmm. I did not mind Nicki Minaj at all. So when I saw that Spider-Man video, I mean, that Spider-Man poster and people were freaking out about it, then Nicki Minaj came out the exact same time.
Exact same pose and all that shit.
Like, oh, my God. I guess white women don't like the ass or white men don't like the ass. I don't know what's going on. They should have just drew Nicki Minaj as the new Spider-Woman and bam, there you go.
The same damn thing. Might as well.
Cause they said, like, a woman can't physically pose like that. I'm like, y'all not looking at Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj is like, yeah, the fuck I can't.
So, thank you, Wayne, for coming to your sessions, I guess.
Yeah, I'm glad you came to light, Wayne. Finally, man. Finally.
But P1 isn't here to give you praises because he's still going to give you shit, so... So your words were typed in vain.
Yes. But anyway, next question. Amethyst Chaos. She says, I just recently watched Jeremy John's video, like Jeremy John's, about Dwayne The Rock Johnson choosing to be Black Adam. And at the end, jokingly cast Jaden Smith as Billy if The Rock picked Shazam. Oh, good God. What would be your feelings on clearly such brilliant casting? I'm only joking because the only way that would happen, as we all know, is if Will Smith was producing. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Wow. Good Lord. Miss Chaos. Man. Your brain is chaotic.
You trying to give me nightmares?
Yeah. I swear, we called it, didn't we, on this show? Didn't we call it that he was going to be Black Adam?
Yeah, we kind of did. I was trying to get him in for the doubt. I was like, yeah, he kind of was hinting towards Shazam a little more, I thought. But, yeah, he came out.
Because I knew I was saying it. I'm like, he going to be Black Adam. Uh-huh. They're going to make him Black Adam. He was already one Egyptian bad guy once.
Right.
In The Mummy. I mean, it might have, because it would be too jarring to make him, you know, to have a kid and to have a kid turn into him. You know, mm-hmm. that's too, he's too recognizable as that.
Okay, yeah, I think I see that.
To see him in Black Adam, I can totally see it. Black Adam is just a big old brute. You know, they got really electric powers and stuff. And we really haven't seen The Rock as a villain since The Mummy.
Not really. Yeah, The Mummy, that don't fucking count.
He was a CGI.
Yeah, I've never seen that as a shitty CGI creation. So I ain't gonna even count that shit.
Oh, man. My Nintendo 64 was blushing.
Man, even when I was a child, I saw that show. I was like, what the fuck?
They try to pull the wool over our eyes. They're like,
y'all serious with this shit right now? I'm like, oh my God.
Oh man, but casting.
Yeah.
Who you cast as
Billy Batson?
Yeah, Shazam.
As Billy Batson or Shazam or both?
Both.
Ooh, that's a tough one, man. You know, since they have The Rock in there, and since this is a comic book property, and, you know, The Rock is a big name, I think I'll go with the unknown as Shazam.
For the kid? Shazam. Okay.
Shazam. Just get a charismatic unknown guy, Shazam, that looks the part. I think that would be the best route to go.
Well, since we're naming wrestlers, we just get somebody that everybody hates. And I don't know why people hate this man, because I don't watch wrestling anymore. Mm-hmm. But, just make John Cena.
I knew you were going to say that.
Just make him Shazam. Why not? You know, he kind of has the build. He's the white man like it, you know. Just,
God.
I don't even know why people hate him, so I'm like, all right, just make him. Give him long hair. They already made Batista a good Marvel hero.
Yeah, well, so, yeah, that's true. That's one thing. It's kind of lightning in the bottle right there. So,
Okay, for Billy.
Billy. Shit. Let's see. Who's not too annoying? Who can? You know what? The probably one of the one things I did like about Iron Man 3, that little kid from Iron Man 3. How about him? I don't know what his name is. He wouldn't be a bad Billy Batson. Mm-hmm. That little kid.
He did look like a little girl. Yeah, that's fine. Man, how about this? We just do it. We just make Billy a little girl, you know, and then he turns into a man, or she turns into a man. So he can be the first trigender.
First transgender hero.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Bring in some new audience. So yeah. Why not? Why not? Yeah. Do that. Do that. WB or New Line. Whoever the fuck is doing this movie.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on Black Panther to come out, or I'm. You know what? Static Shock. I should have said that to Martin too, because I forgot. I was listening to his show and he was talking about like, yeah, we don't have any more black heroes. I'm like, Static Shock is a great black hero.
Yeah, but does he really get a lot of publicity nowadays? No.
Hey, but DC, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you're right. Anyway, next question. Carol, and this is simple, straight to the point. Where the hell is TPO? Pretty sure we said where he was, if I'm not mistaken.
Said it a lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in Puerto Rico right now with his fiancé.
You shouldn't even said nothing.
Well, fuck.
You should just let her go back and listen. Wayne, edit that out. Somebody said where? Just edit out, because I'm pretty sure we said it a billion and one times.
Yes. Carol, I know you're worried. I know you're missing TPO. He'll be back before you know it. He will return. So just be patient. Just be patient. One more week to go. One more week.
Yeah, do you even have any shows for this week?
Yeah, we recorded on Sunday. Yeah, we got a show for this week, so we'll get this. Okay. Yeah, so you'll hear him this week. Don't worry, people. Don't worry.
Well, I'm glad they miss him.
Yes,
this is his site, by the way.
No, sure. Yeah, it's his site. He's a charismatic motherfucker. I give him that. So I understand. I understand completely.
Okay, well, that was a good question. Right, well,
now, speaking on the opposite of love, let's get into a question on some hate, or a comment filled with hate, rather. Yes, if you haven't guessed already, this comes from Django the D is Silent.
Oh.
He goes on to say, Cody, can you tell me why a coon like CJ is allowed a microphone? I don't know the phenomenal one, but I can tell you any brother with a brain won't let you take over their site while he's on vacation. Did I hear this anime-loving coon praise Tiny from the T.I. show? You truly are a black-ass coon. Wow, Django, man, your comments, man. They never failed to amaze me, I swear.
One. All right, I already explained myself earlier. You know, if you had to pick between the two lesser evils, okay, Tiny is not as bad as their friend. So I don't know if you've seen a friend, Django, because obviously you haven't seen her friend. Her friend is terrible. I'd rather bring Hitler back than her friend.
Oh man,
at least Hitler did something. You know, he did. Oh, God, so I'm not even gonna explain myself to you, Tiny. She's not terrible. I mean, I don't know. I got Stockholm Syndrome. Who knows? But she's not terrible compared to her friend. Is that all he had to say?
Yeah, that's all he had to say. But to answer your question, Django, he's a lot of microphones. He's my only co-host right now. He was one of the founders of this show. So, and technically, he is a big part of the show. So, I mean, you got to get him a microphone.
Wait, we ain't explaining shit to him.
Whether you like him or not, man, this, come on, man. He's an important part of the show, Django. Come on. Let's be real.
I swear, I hope his balls explode. I hope this one. Let me get a clip from from Tyler Perry movie when he was Alex Ross. Saying such a non-threatening manner.
Oh, Jacob. Man, Jacob.
Oh. I love you too, you son of a whore.
Man, you did.
You cut guzzling.
Oh, man. Dude,
little moon.
Tell me, there was nothing like ending a show with a Django comment. I swear. He is always the last comment, too, which is perfect.
Well, everybody.
Yeah, I guess that's it, man.
Well, everybody, and come lickers like Django. I'm glad y'all enjoyed the show once again.
Yeah.
So I guess next time when we record, we will actually have the man himself back
in
Puerto Rico.
The chosen one, P1 himself. He shall be back.
Shall be back. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode, especially since we had our special guest, Martin.
Yes, shout out to Martin again. Want to thank him one more time. Always a pleasure, sir.
Yes, Martin, you actually, if you would have stayed to the end, Martin, I would have told you I would have got you. You had a honorary shirt coming in the mail, but you're not here, so I don't have to, I can promise that shit and you would never
hear
it.
There you go. No obligation.
No obligation at all. So I would just like to thank everybody for being with us the last 2 weeks. Like I said, we're going to have P1 back. We're going to be back. We're going to have movies back coming up.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good movie coming out next week, I believe.
Probably one, maybe.
Maybe I don't know. But we'll be returning to the darkness, and moviespoilers.com will be returning to its all full and glory on September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a day to remember. A day to remember that P1 comes back.
be like the return of Jesus.
Yeah, yes, there you go.
Yes, except he will be actually returned.
Is he actually flying back on September 11th?
He just said he'll be back, so I don't know if he's flying back or I don't know the days work out there. I don't fucking know, but people, that's an edition of darkness.
All right, and I'm Chicago John.
I'm Cody,
and we'll be back next week with you, Darkios.
Yes, later, you beautiful bastards.
Peace.
Darkness, everybody! Darkness is spreading! Darkness, everybody!